This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1582. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 13th, Angola, Antarctica, Bolivia, Brazil, Chad, Croatia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Gabon, Germany, India, Indonesia, Madagascar, Malaysia, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, DXer's visit to Peru, Pridnestrovia, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ymir Gaviria forwards an item from the Angolan Press Agency with news that the British Council has started broadcasting an English teaching program for Angola, including a shortwave frequency, 9530. It's at 11 to 11:15 UT on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and it continues until the 5th of October. But where is it coming from? Of course, that's not important enough to be mentioned in this press release, but we think it's extremely unlikely that the shortwave frequency is actually transmitted from Angola. We would guess maybe Ascension or South Africa as a relay site, but you might want to try to hear it and figure out where it's really coming from. LRA 36 Antarctica had been silent since we last heard it July 22nd, but we kept checking just about every weekday morning on 15476. And finally, there was a signal there again on Thursday, September 8th at 1332 and barely detectable by 1411. Since it's a distinctive frequency, 15476, and the reception was similar to what it used to be, i.e. just barely audible, we're quite sure that's what it was. We kept checking subsequent days, and it was again not heard until the following Tuesday, September 13th, when it was coming in around 1403. The previous nominal schedule was Monday through Friday only between 1230 and 1500 UT. Brian Clark in New Zealand reports, the station I heard back in July, carrying HCJB's Spanish-language satellite feed, was again audible 9 September at 0529 UT, tune in with very good signals, the frequency measured as 10 Hz below 4865. As we surmised at the time, this may be Bolivia's Radio Logos, which is affiliated with HCJB. Yes, we think that's quite likely. The satellite network is known as ALER, A-L-E-R. Ralph Perry in Illinois reports, Brazil, 4925.24, presumably Radio Educação Rural in Chefé, heard many mornings with the best signal on the band, but IDs are elusive. September 7th with a phone-in show. On September 8th, routine morning musical programming with polka-like instrumentals. September 11th, tuning in at 10:09, again the telephone show. He couldn't catch an ID, but he is sure to get one, he says, as it's there almost every morning, vying with 4885 as the champion Brazilian signal. I had a fair signal and in the clear from Chad on 6165, September 10th at 0530 with news in French. Bonaire finishes 6165 at 0527, and it's not too late for N'Djamena to propagate, and the window should improve slightly as we move on toward fall and winter. Bonaire and Portugal also occupy 6165 between 04 and 05, supposedly with a 3-minute break at 4:27 when you might hear Chad, if it's really on before its listed sign-on time of 04:30. As if there were still an S11 season, some stations make frequency shifts at the beginning of September, including Croatian radio's relays via Germany. During the summer, it's on 9925, but now it's gone back to 7375, where it should continue until next spring. That's between 22 and 05 UT. HFCC shows all the transmitters are now in Verchtachtel, Germany. Previously, they'd also used Nouwen, and there was a problem in synchronizing them. There's still a bit of a problem, as I heard a slight reverb sound at midnight UT, September 11th, when there were two different transmitters on the air, one 240 degrees toward South America, and another at 300 degrees toward the North American continent. Later on in the evening, there are two more azimuths employed, overlapping, further west in North America, 315 and 330 degrees. The bottom line is that between 23 and 03 only, they are on two transmitters at once, and presumably still including about 15 minutes of English at 0200. On September 8th, 9th, and 10th, at various times between 1900 and 1956 UT, I was hearing a fairly good signal, but barely modulated, on 17625. Listening carefully, I could detect it was Radio Cairo, at least in English part of the time, but not scheduled on this frequency. Their English broadcast to West Africa at 19 to 2030 is on 15270, which I could barely detect. But it was gone again on September 11th, 12th, and 13th. Wolfgang Büschel suggests they may have been testing their antenna for a possible broadcast in the coming season in the Fulani language on 17625. But the whole thing is an exercise in futility unless they can manage to modulate. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports that a new station from Ethiopian satellite television is testing on shortwave radio in Amharic via the Pridnestrovia site, 300 kilowatts, 170 degrees. At 15 to 16 UT on 15730 or 710 or 790, and at 17 to 18 on 15750, 760 or 770. African reception has sporadically improved this week. September 8th at 0524, I was getting a very good signal on 9580 with Cuban music. It could have been Radio Havana, but it was actually Africa number one, Gabon. It's usually audible, but it was being heard much better than usual, even at an armchair level, as we say. Continued with news after 0600. I thought they might have bumped up their transmitter to its full rated power of 500 kilowatts, but the following day it was back to its normal level, so it may have just been a propagational anomaly. By the way, WRTH reminds us that Africa One is produced by Africa Media SA, a subsidiary of the Libyan state broadcaster LJBC. Well, it was under Gaddafi, but who knows how he may be involved now. He has to be hiding somewhere, and he does have access to broadcast facilities. Good news from Thomas Fuchner in Berlin, an alumnus of Radio for Peace International, as am I remotely, about World of Radio going on a transmitter in Germany. Starting October 4th, we'll have a regular weekly slot on Hamburger Local Radio, each Tuesday at 09:30 to 10 UT on 5980 via the KAL transmitter site, with a power of 1 kilowatt. They'll be dedicating each Tuesday to English-speaking listeners, and ours will be only one of several programs. Also, there will be a special multi-hour shortwave operation from HLR on October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, probably including World of Radio to advertise the new slot. Many thanks to Thomas Fuchner and to Michael Kittner of Hamburger Local Radio. Ivo Ivanov and I are wondering about the true identity of a monthly broadcast which has appeared on the latest MBR schedule of transmissions from Wertachtel, Germany. It's on the third Sunday of each month at 09 to 10 UT on 6045. It started in August, so please check on Sunday, September 18th. They designate it by what they call an internal name, the letters MSM in English. But what is it really? By the way, our new affiliate Hamburger Local Radio also has a transmission at 9 to 10 on 6045 via Wertachtel, 100 kilowatts, on the first Sunday of each month. Thanks to a tip from Hiroshi in Japan via Mauno Riddle of Finland, Ron Howard in California reports hearing All India Radio Kolkata on 4820.75, September 8th at 1327. But at 14:15, they were back on their normal, proper frequency, 4820.0. This was facilitated by the absence of PBS Lhasa Tibet, which has been off the air for a while, apparently doing their annual transmitter maintenance. And off the air not only from 4820, but many other frequencies, opening them up for reception from other stations. Ron Howard in California reports that Radio Republik Indonesia Ternate has been missing lately from 3345, but he has been hearing RRI Palangkaraya on 3325. September 8th at 1440, fading out by 1450, and also on the 9th at 1235 and later. They had been off for a while since August 25th, according to Atsunori Ishida. Furthermore, Ron says that the listed Papua New Guinea station, also on 3325 Radio Buka, he has not heard since August 8th, 2 years ago. Although Barry Hartley, visiting Queensland, did report Buka May 25th this year, he's much closer, and even there the signal was very weak. As we first reported last week, Radio Madagascar suddenly shifted 100 kilohertz down from 5010 to 4910 USB. We thought it might have been a mistake or an anomaly, but in the following week, it's still being reported on 4910 by numerous listeners, including Luca Botafiore in Italy, bclnews.it, September 6th at 2155, and by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, September 8th at 0230 to 0335. Also by Ron Howard in California on September 8th, by Long Path at 1345 past 1400, as well as September 9th at 0258 and 1406. Bill Bingham in South Africa heard it too on September 8th from 1845 to closing at 1913. Also on September 10th, and Brian Alexander again on September 10th at sign on 0227 to 0310, and September 11th from 0305 to 0345, all on 4910 from Madagascar. However, Bill Bingham says there was nothing there when he checked September 9th between 1850 and 1930. Ron Howard in California reminds us that Friday, September 16th is Malaysia Day. Last year, it was a unique opportunity to hear some English programming from Sarawak. Unfortunately, since then, they're no longer transmitting direct on 5030 or 7270, but you might hear something special on that date from the relays via Peninsular Malaysia on 9835 or 11665. Last year, the special programming in English he heard was on the Sarawak FM service at 1336 UT. That means the shortwave frequency to check now is 9835, which does not have all the interference from China that's on 11665. The Voice of Nigeria makes rare appearances here on 15120. As I've mentioned before, there's often heavy interference from the Chinese radio war. But none of that was propagating on September 13th at 0525, just Nigeria in well. However, allowing us to hear that there were audio glitches, it was hummy and undermodulated and over-accented, making copy difficult. The lady was talking about sports in Soweto. There was not much else on 19 meters except for Australia. Also, I noticed that the carrier was unstable. Turning on the BFO, it was warbling, much like WINB. You're listening to World of Radio number 1582. You may read much more about the items we mentioned briefly at our website, worldofradio.com, by going to the archive of DX Listening Digests. This edition quotes extensively from issue number 11-37. Our thanks this week for financial support via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, which came from Ivor E. Peterson. One may also contribute by a check or money order in the mail to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. From his California beach location, Ron Howard was monitoring Papua New Guinea, September 12th, between 09:58 and 12:12. This was a Monday, and apparently there's a regular Monday show, Government Talkback in English, which he's heard on more than one frequency, 3205 NBC Sundown, parallel to 3385, which is Radio East New Britain, and 3905 NBC New Ireland. He also heard the private shortwave station, not with NBC, Radio Fly on 5960 from 10:01 to 10:25 with its usual Monday show, Radio Fly Special, with speeches, interviews, music dedications, call-ins. There was a full ID with frequencies at 10:50, but he's still not hearing anything on their other frequency, 3915. Nor does he mention 3335, the frequency of Radio East Sepik, which Barry Hartley is quoted in BCDX as saying that it is back on the air after having been flooded in July. Getting back to 3385, Ralph Perry in Illinois also reports hearing Radio East New Britain, September 10th and 11th, around 1125, the only PNG coming in on the 90-meter band with island choral pop music, dance music, pigeon announcements, and lush island chorals. He says, always fun to listen to Rabaul. It takes me back to the 1960s. Ralph Perry in Illinois also says reception from the Andes is starting to pick up, such as Peru on 4955 and Radio Libertad de Junin on 5039.19. Heard September 11th at 10:51 and an ID at the top of the hour. In August, the Italian DXers Dario Monferini and Roberto Pavanello made an extensive visit to Peru. Not only Lima, but flying out to several other cities, their main purpose to visit radio stations, including FM, which they can't hear in Italy, medium wave, some of which can be heard, and especially previous, present, and future shortwave stations. Their main object is to pick up stickers and other memorabilia, but also to actually tour and meet the people at stations they've heard. There was a very long and amusing report by Roberto Pavanello in Italian, which I Google translated for the DX Listening Digest Yahoo group, and I'm going to quote a few of the main points. First, in Lima, Radio Santa Rosa is on 1500, but they say it's also active on shortwave, 6047, but a reduced transmission time a couple of hours early in the morning makes it almost impossible to DX. Then to Radio Cora, formerly on 4915, the owner greeted them and said that they have a desire to get back on shortwave despite high costs for power consumption. The religious station Pacifico Radio on 4975 they visited, they say they have very modern studios, professional equipment, probably with American backing. We've been noticing that Radio Victoria has been missing from its shortwave frequencies 6019, 9720, and 18057, and it looks like they won't be coming back. When they visited that station, they only got to talk to a boy who opened the door at that address, saying there is no radio station there anymore, and in the area there were buildings being demolished. Then they flew out to Arequipa, where there used to be a well-heard shortwave station on 49 meters, Radio Melodia. However, now for bureaucratic reasons, people have built illegal housing in the vicinity of the transmitter. Shortwave has been closed, but they hope one day to return. They tried to visit Radio Betel, active on shortwave, 5922, but they were not allowed to enter. Instead, they were referred to a spot in front of the shop where they could buy T-shirts for 15 soles or 4 euros. Next, they visited Cusco and Radio Union, which hopes to go on shortwave in the near future on 6090, where they will, of course, encounter interference from Anguilla, and met a well-known Peruvian broadcaster of sports, Carlos Gamarra. They really enjoyed talking with him. Also in Cusco was Radio La Hora on 4856, That shortwave frequency has also been turned off, but there were many Italian stickers on their windows from reception reports. And they visited Radio Tawantinsuyo 6173 in Cusco, which is difficult to verify, but they were warmly received by Ivan Montesinos, son of the late founder of the station. And he plans to keep shortwave going in honor of his father. Next visit was to Iquitos and La Voz de la Selva on 4825, which remains active. They hear it in Europe around 23 to midnight UT. There, too, they had a warm reception by the director of the station. It's a Catholic-oriented station. The now-defunct Radio Atlantida was on 4790. About 2 or 3 years ago, the license was sold to Radio Vision of Chiclayo. And, of course, that's occupying the frequency now, although it's difficult to hear. He says, we took a sad farewell visit to the legendary Radio Atlantida. In Huánuco, Peru, they visited an FM station on 90.1, an evangelical broadcaster, not surprisingly, since it's named Radio Ondas Sinai, as in the Sinai Desert. They have an intention and a license for shortwave, 6060, once they have enough funding. Roberto says the highlight of his journey was a visit to Ondas del Huayaga on 3330, particularly dear to him because it was his first QSL from Peru. However, it has heavy interference from CHU Canada. They were received there by the owner, Don Fabian Janos, who is 104 years old, but he is still very lucid and took them on a studio tour. And they were also interviewed on the air. Back in Lima, they were able to meet the reactivated DXer Pedro Arunategui and visit the new Peruvian station on 3360 Radio JPJ. They also met DXer Alfredo Cañote, who told about his attempt to visit Radio Vision in Chiclayo, the gospel station on 4790. They slammed the door in his face, telling him that he was not a radio fan, but he was Satan. And Roberto Pavanello concludes with a resume of what they accomplished on their visit to Peru. They went to 97 stations in 82 different locations, did 14 interviews, got 137 stickers of 45 different types of 38 different stations, one cup, three CDs, two books, one calendar, eight keychains, three buttons, and two T-shirts. Researching an answer to an inquiry about Radio Pridnestrovia, I found they're still on their summer frequency, 9665, Sunday through Thursday UT at 21 to 23 to North America. The English half hour is at 21:30, although the second half of it and the other half hours is mostly filled by music. Jean-Michel Aubier in France says the earlier hours to Europe are also still on 9665 between 17 and 21. According to primetime shortwave, that includes English at 17:30 and 19:30. Monday through Friday only. DX Mix News Bulgaria conveys some frequency changes of BBC World Service in English. From midnight to 02 UT via Thailand to East Asia, it's on 15755, replacing 15360. This one also makes it to Western North America. And at 22 to midnight UT, the relay via South Africa on 5935 is now 2 hours long instead of 1 hour, until 2300. Actually, quite some time ago, we were hearing it running past 23. Al Muick, now safely out of Afghanistan and residing in Pennsylvania, reports on verifying WJHR in Florida 15550. He got some no data pieces of paper in 9 days for an English report by first class mail, a color photo printout of the transmitter room, and a blurb asking for financial support. He says, I can't say if this is supposed to be a QSL, or maybe they have no idea what one is. There was one on nice card stock, but it was just a frequency and time advertisement, not even a real signature on anything. But they didn't forget to include Bible tracks. I'm not overly impressed by WJHR. I have a mind to write them back and explain exactly what a QSL is, or send them a prepared card. Well, I must point out that WJHR is really just a glorified ham station operating USB with less than broadcast power, and it's licensed to and operated by a ham, WB4BFO, who certainly should know what a QSL is. Al Muick also reports a more interesting QSL from another shortwave station in Florida you may never have heard of, WHL in St. Augustine. That's because it's a maritime station with 100 watts on 6351. In the Media Network blog, Lou Joseph conveys sad news that Larry Yount has died. He was a news anchor in New York City and was program director of WNYW on shortwave and host of DXing Worldwide. He was 77, died in Hickory, North Carolina on August 25th. Another QSL item from Al Muick in Pennsylvania about a well-known station which is DXer friendly. WHKW 1220 in Cleveland, Ohio, got a full data letter in 4 days from the director of engineering, Brett Patram, P-A-T-R-A-M, who says he enjoys receiving DX reports from the U.S. and parts of Europe. Bill Bingham in South Africa has been monitoring Radio Tanzania Zanzibar on 6015 around 0400 UT. It seems they're irregular. Some days they're heard and other days not at all recently. This may be because of confirmed national power failures from time to time. As Ron Howard confirmed by researching, there was a national power interruption across Tanzania on September 8th. On more than one occasion, I've been hearing a weak heterodyne against the China relay via Havana on 9570. It's approximately 9568, such as September 9th at 1316. But I'm not hearing any heterodyne against Radio Australia 9560. Normally, Ethiopia is close to 9560, but far enough away to make a heterodyne, so I'm wondering if that's the source of the one around 9568, varying further than usual. Can anyone who can hear it better confirm this? I'd like to point out an excellent publication which has just come out. It's an annual, the NRC AM Log for 2011 and 12. It's on many, many sheets, almost 300 of 8.5 by 11 paper, three-hole punch to put in your own binder, listing primarily by frequency all the medium wave stations in the United States and Canada, plus numerous cross-references with all the technical and programming details you could want. Here's the web page for ordering information, www.nrcdxas.org/catalog/books/index1.html. It's highly recommended. If your shortwave reception has not been up to par the past week or has been unusual, that's because there have been solar flares, coronal mass ejections, and geomagnetic storms. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 13th, ANK indices 12 and 3 on the 14th, another peak at 15 and 4 on the 30th, and on October 9th. Solar flux dropping from 130 September 14th to 110 on the 20th through 24th, and rising to 120 again by September 30th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1582.